picture of the mother and her two children whose bodies were found in their family home in South Dublin this week features on the front of a number of today's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Herald all lead with the deaths of Seema Banu and her two children, Asfira Syed and Faizan Syed. While the Irish Times reports in its front page this morning that the result of the postmortems are expected today. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Times reports that the HSE has confirmed that five nursing homes are receiving intensive support from the state as they battle serious outbreaks of coronavirus. This number is up from just one nursing home, which was receiving support a fortnight ago. Ban on baby clothes to stay. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner. The paper quotes the Taoiseach saying that the government won't be lifting its ban on the sale of children's clothes and other household items in supermarkets because it's unfair on smaller retailers who have had to close because of the Level 5 restrictions. The Irish Independent leads today with the line that the reopening of schools after the midterm break was plunged into chaos yesterday after principals were instructed to remove 52 hand sanitizer products from use. Catherine Donnelly and Eilish O'Regan report that principals and boards of management will have to spend the weekend scrambling to secure fresh supplies ahead of Monday's return. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the funerals of the three men who died in the apparent murder-suicide in Cork this week. The paper notes that the funeral service of Tadhg O'Sullivan and his youngest son Diarmaid, whose bodies were found together in a field on the family farm, are to take place in Castlemagner today, while the funeral of the eldest son of the family, Mark, whose body was found in his bedroom, is to be held tomorrow in Kanturk. Divided in life and in death is the headline there. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both lead with the resignation of Sinn Féin Senator Alicia McCallion, a story which also receives coverage on the front of today's Times and Examiner. All papers report that the senator and two party officials resigned after they failed to immediately return COVID-19 support grants, which collectively amounted to £30,000, which had been mistakenly paid to them. And there's more on this story by Philip Ryan and Cormac McQuinn inside today's Independent under the headline Rise and Fall of a Sinn Féin Star, how Alicia McCallion's career came to an abrupt end. Back in the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that the entire 6,000 strong membership of the IMO has agreed to back a decision by public health doctors to ballot on industrial action after a meeting with the Department of Health about consultancy contracts yesterday ended acrimoniously. The Star reports on its front page that former Meath GAA player Graham Geraghty is recovering after surgery in Beaumont Hospital in Dublin after he became ill at work earlier this week. And finally, as a reminder of the origins of Halloween, there's a picture on the back of today's Examiner of Julie Ní Whelan, described in the caption as the Dingle Druid, as she connects with the energy of Samhain at a ring fort on the Dingle Peninsula.